Hey there. In 2018, my local chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in Western New York sent me to a soul shop for church leaders training in Buffalo. The goal of the training was to help communities, churches, and individuals impacted by suicide. Since 2018, I have attended two other Soul Shop for Leaders workshops. This spring, I've been invited to become a trainer for Soul Shop. With the help of HSP listeners, I'll be attending this training in Little Rock, Arkansas at the end of April. With the help of this training, I'll be able to offer workshops for church leaders and youth workers to support efforts of suicide prevention and to help churches and individuals impacted by suicide. To contribute to the expenses of this training, go to www.buymeacoffee.com/Tara L. Eastman. For more information on the Soul Shop Movement, go to www.soulshopmovement.org. Thank you for your help in this important work in the church and the world. And if you contribute, please make a note that this is for Soul Shop training. Thank you for being a partner in faith-based suicide prevention to equip faith community leaders and congregations to minister to those impacted by suicide. Welcome to Holy Shenanigans. I'm your muse, Tara Lamont Eastman, a poet, a pastor, and a podcaster. In the HSP neighborhood, we encourage the spiritual practice of looking and listening for the sacred in everyday life. This is what we call Holy Shenanigans. The season of Christmas is finally here, and thanks to the Holy Shenanigans of HSP listeners, we're celebrating the holiday season at hand with a collection of phone messages filled with holiday stories and wishes. Tis the season to call for the things of Christmas: hope, peace, joy, and love. Let us proclaim joy to the world. When I think of the Christmas story, especially the account from Luke 2, I am taken by all the ways a message of love is being proclaimed. While in that day there was no text messages or video chat, the people in the story do their best to convey the story of the arrival of the Christ child. The gospel narrator tells the backstory of Joseph and Mary's travels to Bethlehem. Next, the shepherds of the fields are featured as the first responders to the message of the angels, and they go to see the child. Then, this story's focus shifts to Mary, as she takes in all the wonder as the woman who gives birth to the Christ child. As Mary receives these shepherds as visitors, she gathers this messaging experience within herself, just as she carried the child within her own body for 9 months. The child is born into the world, but the story, the message, the call of Christmas becomes something Mary embodies in a real and tangible way. Then, in response to what the shepherds see in Mary and the Christ child, they go their way praising God for what they had seen and heard and been told. The shepherds and Mary take up their turns to share the story of Christmas. So this tradition of joyful greetings of Christmastide begins, and it continues to this day, in songs, in stories, in holiday cards. The call to tell stories of hope, peace, joy, and love in this season of Christmas continues, which makes me wonder, what does it mean to make a personal call for Christmas? How can you and I take part in this call for Christmas? Thankfully, because of you, this Christmas episode of HSP, pondering on how to be a part of this call of Christmas, has been made complete in phone messages that you've shared. You have been like Mary and the shepherds in the story from Luke 2. Your stories and wishes for the holiday season give more space to see and hear and proclaim good news. Look at that. It turns out that you too are part of this story. You are an essential voice in the help to call for Christmas. The call for Christmas is here, embodied in you and your messages, as it was in the angels, the shepherds, and Mary. Christmas is finally here in your calls for Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Holy Shenanigans friends. This is Pat. My Christmas wish is that our heightened concern, love, and support of others during this holiday will continue throughout the year. May our guiding star be love and empathy be our response. Merry Christmas, all.
Hi, this is Marilyn Samuro. And my holiday wish is for everyone to receive the gift of genuine curiosity about this glorious universe, this beautiful planet, and all who live on it. My hope is for people to think about each other and to meet each other with grace-filled curiosity. Happy holidays.
Hi, Tara, and all of your listeners. This is Frances Cutshaw. Happy holidays. My holiday wish, I've had a few of them, I'll admit, but I think the one that's most worth mentioning and maybe the least normal is I want a compost pile. I don't want to have to go find all the things to section it off in the right place in my yard by myself. I just want to wake up and find that someone has started a compost pile for me so that I can compost because, you know, food waste is like such a major contributor to global warming. It's huge. It's one of the main factors. So we all just compost. So that's my holiday wish. Compost pile. Sounds really, really gritty and dirty, right?
My name is Bill, and I do have a very simple Christmas wish for all of us, that we engage in the peace of the season that we talk about. And not only do we carry it through the Christmas season, but throughout the rest of our days and our lives. Because peace starts with me.
Hi, this is Reverend Ann Russ, and my Christmas wish this holiday season is that everybody at some point during the season, maybe not exactly on Christmas Day, but at some point in the season, gets to gather around a table with people who love and support and encourage them for good food and lots of laughter. That is my holiday wish for everyone. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hi, this is Deborah Fingerlow, and my wish for Christmas is for people to talk more, judge less, and connect with the unexpected. You never know what you might find out there until you make these connections. Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Dawn Troutman from Big Picture, Big Purpose, and my Christmas wish is that you bring your joy to the world. When you are living a life of joy, then you are tapping into your inborn traits and your skills and your ways that you are created to serve your community, and it creates a life of connection and meaning and purpose. So, Merry Christmas and joy to the world.
Hello, my name is Lorraine, and I'd like to share the legend of Old Bafana as I remember it from when I was young. Old Bafana was always busy, busy sweeping, busy washing, busy cooking, busy, busy, busy. It just so happened that the Magi, following the star to find the Christ child, they stopped by Old Bafana's house, and they asked her to go with them. She refuses, claiming she is far too busy for such seeking. For a day or two, she ponders what the Magi told her and then reconsiders. She packs her things and a sack full of gifts. But by the time she sets out, the star has disappeared. She wonders how she will ever find the Christ child. So she comes up with a plan. She will place her gifts in the pockets of every child in the hopes that one of them is the Christ child. So every year, on the eve of Epiphany, Bafana continues to fill the pockets of every child in her search. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Hi, this is Pastor Eric Jackson, and my holiday wish for this season is for people in communities to move past themselves and to think about those in our community who may be all forgotten about and those who are on the margins. So moving past our own traditions, rituals, and ourselves to be intentional about caring for others and truly valuing the power of community. So that is my holiday wish for this year. Merry Christmas, and I wish you all a happy new year or so. Goodbye.
What does it mean for you to make a call for Christmas? Does it take a phone call to bring this season to life? A Christmas card? Gifts given and received? Loud singing of joy to the world? It probably comes to no surprise that for me, I found a clue of where calling for Christmas actually comes. For me, it's a challenge and a call that shows up in the words of a poem. This poem comes from prophet, theologian, and mystic Howard Thurman and is titled The Work of Christmas. I love this poem for its prophetic nature, its challenge to live out Christmas, to the call of God's love, not just in our words, but in our actions all year long. This Christmas, Howard Thurman's words call me to consider how real everyday joy can actually be. Joy to the world. This wish of the work of real Christmas is one that will last well beyond my lifetime. Because, oh, there is so much more real joy needed in the world. But for now, for this Christmas, because now is the moment we all live in, I wrap up this year's call for Christmas with the words of Howard Thurman in The Work of Christmas. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among the people, and to make music in the heart. I am your Holy Shenanigans Muse, Tara Lamont Eastman. Thank you for joining us for this week of Christmas Holy Shenanigans that surprise, encourage, redirect, and turn life upside down, all in the name of love. This is an unpredictable spiritual adventure that is always sacred, but never stuffy. Thanks to Ian Eastman for sound editing. For all the callers of Christmas, Lorraine, Pat, Reverend Eric, Deborah, Bill, Reverend Ann, Francis, Marilyn, and Don, and through his poetry, Howard Thurman, for gifting us with their calls for Christmas. Gratitude to HSP listeners for supporting our work with this podcast by way of www.buymeacoffee.com/Tara Lamont Eastman. I hope these messages calling for Christmas inspire and empower you to join in sharing your story of hope this holiday season. Today is the day that we are called into the work of Christmas. And your voice is necessary to carry this effort into the new year and beyond. How will you call for Christmas? In your stories and in mine, may the work of everyday Christmas joy continue. May the work and messages of Christmas pour from our hearts to live and sing. Joy to the world! Merry Christmas, Holy Shenanigans listeners. May you have a happy and blessed New Year. Hey there, friends of Holy Shenanigans Podcast. I'm thrilled to share that I'll be recording live from the Wild Goose Festival this July 11 through 14. Wild Goose Festival is a transformational community grounded in faith-inspired social justice. It's a one-of-a-kind gathering that brings together activists, artists, and seekers from all walks of life to explore justice and art, spirituality, and community. The festival will take place at Van Hoy Farms in Union Grove, North Carolina, and I'd love for you to join me there. From engaging workshops to inspired panels and interactive experiences, Wild Goose has something for everyone. So mark your calendars and let's be part of this incredible community that is committed to making a positive impact in the world. For more information, visit www.wildgoosefestival.org. As one of my followers, use a discount code A-TLE24. That's A-TLE24. And you'll get $50 off the price of an adult weekend ticket. We will see you there at the Wild Goose Festival to connect, to build community, and to work for social justice.